Thank you. The second thing on the credit summary will speak to the Performance against target, we парень фактично сонечники, знаете, тренинги. Если даже при проекте, и она affected by the fact that we have suspended the project, we have put it on hold due to the technical nature of the project and also the investigations that have been going on as well as the evidence in the investigation report. The economic classification revenue is 89.63%, which is quite good compared to the budget. And the target that we have been sending is the compensation 55.8%. I would speak a bit to the others, but we've got others that have not been commissioned yet, and therefore we have not started this nature.
To the work that has been done. know, back to the past and then get more details from them below when we link to the chief project. Where your projects are not linked to the chief project, go to a focus on the chief project. Make sure that everything the department does is aligned to what government plans are in the whole state. We go to program one, which is administration, and then we look at percentage of the funds that is allocated. As the allocation is standing 71.1%, the 3.9% for target. Just looking at it from a linear perspective, we're not going to impact the project because we don't have a system in place to make sure that we're aligning our expenses with the project. A lot of projects go over multi-year, so you won't have that alignment. And you'll see that the explanations and challenges, the understanding and debating posts are not visible. Quarterly, we also have the budget of the CODB cut to $142 million over the FFT financial treasury, which forced all the branches to go into the process of a new organization on which post was possible. The most probably very downside of that is that the budget allocation was too acute when it came to people working in the processes. As a result, they're not being able to solve those consequences because their budget has been exhausted. And so we had to go through a process of reallocating funds, importantly, to make sure that they had enough money to cover the COD of the person that had been appointed. And in addition to that, we had to make sure that they had enough money in a budget of the whole entity, so we couldn't go irresponsibly and fault us when we knew we were not going to be allocating funds in the next 5 years to pay those. Then you'll go to the other reasons were the households, the CEO indicated, you go to the CM5, and I'll go into detail about why the voluntary lack of expenditure and underperformance in the country both go into the rules of structure reduction and code 5, which is the lack of formwork. As indicated, we've got plans in place to do with all those things, but with the under expenditure and the underperformance. So that this part was hard to achieve. The next one deals with the invoices paid within 30 days on the key by the private management. Then also, we managed to pay 92% of service providers within 30 days. The main reasons for not achieving targets, although we want to pay 100% of the amount, is invoice discrepancy, because you'll find that the supplier was submitting invoice that shares X amount, but in fact, the quote amount was Y. So that we actually see the fact that these two water clearly. Then we are compelled in terms of law to ensure that all the people we deal with tax compliance are charged. And so we have to ensure that the citizens are all in order. And then to the extra structure is going to be people that are in the proper code to make sure that service providers can input up all deviations of work that they need to do. Again, you'll see that we've got plans in place to see one of those areas that has been played. And one of the themes
Thank you. about creating the rule of development. You should have 200% proportion of the target, but 2% we found 4 times and that is key only for the service to the target of the and we hope to exceed it even more than it comes to 44. The major officers, not achieved, and we have both targets that are different for consultation to the Department of Agriculture. It was a whole lot of other stakeholders in this client, and the only reason that we have done the extension of arbitral arbitration to the team with somebody we are in the Department of Agriculture. So that one will be designed
if you look at the restitution program, you will see that we've got the first one being the, our target on settlement of claims. We performed relatively well in quarter one and quarter two, had some challenges in quarter three, where we had a variance in terms of the overall performance. We are comfortable that we were able to meet our target in terms of settlement of claims. If you look at the number of finalized claims, again, our performance in quarter one, quarter two was good, and then in quarter three we are on sitting on number, but if you look at the cumulative, we are okay there again. Perhaps I should focus on the red, which is the claims that need to be refreshed. You see that an annual target there is 1,445, and at the end of quarter three, we had a variance of 606 refresh report. We have intentionally put the target for us to refresh our family claims very high, because we understand that it's important for us to find like research on all our family claims as a priority. So we have engaged various institutions that are helping us to research all the outstanding claims. So we've got a full plan in place. We've already advertised. We've received about 6 various universities across the country who are going to become part of the panel to research all of those claims. We've already moved in terms of the improvement of our community targets. As of date, I think we're sitting at about 1,000 plus claims that have already been refreshed, and we're working very hard in ensuring that we reach our target there. Otherwise, the number of lodgement of officers were targeted for 14, and that has been achieved. And therefore, if you look at the quarter three claim targets, we're sitting at 25, but accumulatively we're sitting at 60%. Thank you very much.
Another objective acquired and allocated is the officers which sit in year 390,000 and 150,000. The partial chief officers has put in place an intervention to ensure that we actually achieve the target. Our budget, and this is the large part of our budget,
Thank you very much for the presentation. I hope that there are no additions. If there are no additions, members will be listening to the presentation. Can we engage on the presentation? But first, before you start engaging, you know, while you're presenting, you know, I was just looking at the issue of the FDA, which are not compliant, because that is a very concern. I think there is a concern from the committee that we have to make sure that we, because all the reasons that we are highlighting on the record are just a little bit crude that we have to mention, you know, the issue of the violation of the transfer and government, you know, the pro facto invoices, those are the issues that we have to turn them on so that we make sure that we achieve the target of 100% payment of the invoices. Why are you taking so long to fill the position? What is the reason? Because I know the post that you're supposed to fill are unsolicited now. Can you just make an indication to the committee? There was this outcry in the overuse of the consultants. What is the situation in regards to the department? Overuse of consultants, we have been the number of people that have been able to do the same job, meaning that then they will be spending money for one and the same thing. I was just checking on you know the particulars that we have on the board and the rest of the there's a lot of demand that has progress. But even though if you know, you are understanding. So I don't see any reason for the understanding why the demand outside is very, very high. Can you also address the issue of the cases ended and not went? Why we have to spend, like make sure that we spend within the discussion of the case and also within the available resources that is demanded for that particular problem. But you're looking at kids with any Northwest, you have spent more than 100% in the first quarter. Allah. Understanding again on rural development. You know, rural development. You said we need to develop those areas so that at the end of the day, we minimize the urban migration. At the end of the day, those people have got access to the services in the same way that every people have. But if we understand on this issue, it means that rural people will suffer forever. Can you talk to the report? The next up is Honorable Matera, followed by Honorable Sultan, Honorable Kitamo, Honorable Wilshire.
Well, the issue doesn't very good in terms of financial performance. However, there is still progress. Reading from the slide and the presentation on the financial performance. However, my input at this stage would be about or would be on slide 16 of the actual land holding account. There's been an observation here that there's been delays in the acceleration of land restitution or land transfer as a result of various reasons. And land has not been acquired precisely because of those things. What would be really the key factor that leads to acquisition of land? Because land belongs to Africa. Is it because of lack of strategy on how land should be defined on the basis of who can own the land? From the big body that we are sitting in and we are told that there is a challenge in terms of acquiring land.
Thank you, sir. We're having another question because we have spent time there and sort of been out of the meeting and summoned to another agent meeting. but I categorized my input into three. The first one is on this second presentation, performance preservation, pages 24 and 27. three notes in this application. The third part on page 24. The training, you know, has taken place. That helps a lot in terms of community development. A similar positive comment also relates to page 27. Number of complaints finalized. This is really commendable that paragraph and explanation for challenges. We do understand that there are further challenges, you know, in this particular area, because of the department, would appreciate, you know, any positive developments that take place. Then we go to pages 8, 9, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 25. It looks like there's an ongoing internal senior management problem within the department. All the reasons advanced, you know, pointing in that direction. And it being an internal matter, one wonders if at any point the political leadership of the department will put its foot down and say, right, let's sort this internal management problem. Because SKM is a management problem. So on and so on, all the problems that are reflected in those pages, that's why I've numbered them so that we can speak specifically. Because we really do need the improvements. We all understand the importance, you know, of this department insofar as the social, political problems of the country are concerned. It's very, very fundamental. Page 19, I've actually labeled it as a red letter B. And the reason I've done so, you know, is because indeed, if we fail at that point, the branch could not get a date at war. That's a purely internal matter. How can a particular section of the department not be accorded a date to do internal administrative processes, which have got such implications, such, you know, objective? And then when you look at the confidence indicator, rural livelihoods, strategy approved. Now, once that is not achieved, there are serious socio-political, you know, consequences. Now, if then the reason for not achieving that strategic objective is such an internal matter that it is just could not be provided, what else could be more important to the department than allocating time? If it meant this, you understand it, so be it. Questions relate to pages 11, 15, 16, and 28. On page 11, and planned interventions, my question is, that was by the way, April, people are aware that this was on the last day Saturday, and we're on Wednesday today. If this happens, that's my question. The answer is not valuable. If, I'm sorry, actually, more than providing an answer to me than what it now. Then on page 15, my question there is, why is there no target, you know, if you look at the very first slide, for the quarter under review? And I think the same goes for page 16, no target for the quarter under review. And there's no explanation, that's why I'm asking the question. You know. And then page 28, and this is my last point there, sir. Page 28, plan interventions. Is this achievable, this plan intervention? As I say, the answer is more important to when you actually provide you know, the explanation in terms of making plans, you know, to make sure that this is achieved. More than even the verbal answer. And that's why I've avoided a situation where you give the answer. As I said, I may not be around. It's more to help the department to make any direction.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, sir.
Thank you, Chairperson. I welcome the presentation. Thank you to our ministry. We welcome this, but there's no consistent from the report, especially the financials. Because we have some of the pages, another page we have some of. Now, much inconsistent for us to fill out the website. You are welcome. That's just my website. We need consistent when we do financials. Page 11 is a summer guide for 21, but other pages is not summer guide as well, and I have several questions for us. For example, on the pages,
to overstep when you were pushing under interest and the rest of the land. That is overstep. I will look at an explanation why I was overstep. And I can tell you, if they're ready for money, overstep, but you don't even achieve the target. Now, you pressure not being ready for money on the conversion. Because you can press the page, you can analyze the whole watch. But I wanted to find out the when the department achieved, the last couple of weeks, we will get it, I don't know what, but we will achieve. It shows, when I analyze it, we're not going to achieve. Now, I wonder, is it because of poor planning? Or what is it all about? Maybe the department must increase the overview of that. But I wanted to find out, why are we quiet on the institution? Why are we quiet on the mobile cars? Or mobile units for this fight, unless I do not get information. Do we have those out there, those mobile units? Are they achieved, visible? Remember you spoke of media, that you are going to the media houses to advertise for institution. Is it just happening? So to ask the key, I don't do the export, but I'm suggesting, no? For me to go up. But sure, it seems like the government is not putting up the shop. For us to be safe to hold a tight work, I think sure, one of the recommendations that we agree that they must not, I think they would even try to say, sometimes they over, they plan to have more targets instead of less targets for them to achieve. Because it shows we even make sure that we say you need to target 10. But even your budgeting doesn't talk to you. You cannot kind of turn to 10 mines that are for the sequence of course. For example, your level institution, you want to then this financial year to target to achieve 10 hectares of land to be finalized. But your budget is less than that. Now which is I don't see any progress in that. Thank you, Jack.
Chairman, I can repeat some of the remarks that have been made already, but I think there is a fundamental that seems to be a correlation between targets achieved and expenditure. You know, so I know it's not quite as simple a comparison. You know, some of the targets maybe in nature, quite frankly, accomplish eight very important targets, which is priority-wise more important than 50 others. But at face value, it looks like there's a difficulty with expenditure not matching up with the targets. So I'm concerned about capacity to deliver on the outcomes that you want, and that the funding or the expenditure is not taking place on the issue that delivers capacity. In the same vein, I would like to ask where is this land district committee as part of the NDP? I don't see it in the targets here. How is that going to be accommodated going forward? There is some very clear guidelines in that regard to the National Development Plan. I don't see it in the, I don't see it properly integrated in the targets. There's two things that really concern me. And I know it's not the exact science, it doesn't work exactly like that, but the matching of expenditure of targets, and then secondly, how does this speak to the NDP, particularly in relation to land district committees? Thanks.
This report is not interesting. To get a 24% deducted on the summary, it's not interesting. They have said about 83, but they are reduction about 8. It's not in the half. So I think there's something wrong in the department that needs the officials to pull up. So otherwise, one of the things someone said that we don't think that even the next quarter we're going to get to the impressive report. So I don't want you to to go back. Apart from it, I'm not taking, I'm just on the summary, look at the summary, there's no 17%, we don't get 40% in each of the programs. So it's 17, 25, so it's seeming that there's something wrong with maybe they don't understand the program, or maybe I don't want to use the word, but maybe they don't have the capacity. I don't want to use that, but I'm forced to do that because it means that there's something wrong in this department. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Chief. Also, thank you for the presentation. But in answer, I'm also not checking with the sunshine as a whole. I've got that too. On message, I wanted to check under preparation. The target should be 5%. What are the challenges that we need to reach that? The charity summary. Why are the four provinces understand, according to the statement, that this reflects how slow the lack of damage is? Then, under performance, stage two, what are the weaknesses of the land reform program identified by the cabinet? Why are we not provided with those weaknesses? Page 19, as you honorable the climate minister. In the first quarter, you said it's supply chain. Second quarter, Amber. And third quarter, was they're like robots now. Because it's been Amber, and then after Amber is right. I don't know why. Page 21, household subordinates, basic services, infrastructure, why delays, why delays? The restitution, fundamental restitution. I can understand, Chair, the issue of approaching other institutions to assist in selling the outstanding things. Is it because of capacity as honorable transfers, or are they consultants, those institutions, as the data person has answered to? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Judge. I will not repeat what the FDG, except in the also welcome the presentation, which is in particular welcome the US CFO. Chair, one is especially want to use what happened by the assurance of CFO. Yes, we have not performed well, but there are systems in place to correct these anomalies. And within the next 3 weeks, there will be a complete different picture. This is what the CFO is saying. And one is very, very happy about it. However, I'm a bit concerned, actually. If there is one looks at the comparison between the 12 and 13 and 13, 14 and 14, then they are actually worse off than they were in 12 and 13. Which says to me that at some point, a CFO, not this one, probably after the very same words, and given the very same assurance, and it didn't happen. One surely wants to see a chain that at this time it should happen, and we would expect whatever is different picture. The concern is that my colleague was not, my comrade was just left to sit in the comrade. And this concern was not going to be an issue of serious fiscal dumping in the next couple of weeks. Just in order to balance the Chairperson. So, but I want to indicate to know, I don't think this will be the case. She will be much to the department of the Ministry of Health. I think Commission Magachek in Gaza is that she of spending the underspending in particular in France, and I think more needs to be done to make sure the spending is open. They actually the vast majority provinces is huge underspending. Just lastly, a project that manager was not being very passionate about. It's part of a broad vision for Nasha, that mega cover. There is no movement there, and there's no explanation for why such a good project, a vision project, are being ignored. I want to include, my understanding is that Nasha learners would form the key building blocks of that project, and they are there. It's not that they have to be manufactured, imported, but they are there already. So, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for another chance, colleagues. Let me just join James in the DG when he has, he's not well. And also during my conference, good friend Chair, welcome the new CFO, I almost said CEO, CFO, and CA. When they heard about this, this is the CA and all those who thought that they are superhuman, so it's good to have one superhuman amongst us now, for to help that she's going to have that made fantastic to turn the situation around alongside the chair. Yes, congratulate you on finding one such. Chair, quick ones and easy ones. I just want to ask the department, especially the administrative component, CFO, you may wish to take a very easy one, yes? What is the TFMA stipulation for under expenditure and over expenditure? What is it standing? What is the parameter there? And also another is my second one, the CFO, Mr. Southgate, is off time to date. What is our cumulative expenditure? When I say to date, I really mean 2 weeks away from the financial year end. And it may as well be that the financial year ends, I don't know. I mean, it may as well be that it closes maybe a week before when companies stop, they close the financial year. So it might even be less than 3 weeks. What is our cumulative? What is our cumulative up to this point in time? So if someone says he builds me, if someone was in the third quarter, but you could help our findings on the third quarter to know that if there's receipt, in fact, this is how we spend it. Or it could as well mean that the turnaround is in full swing and everything is, you know. And then the last one is not just a comment. Mr. Southgate, CFO and all of the management persons, please help yourself, help us with quality assurance of your regimen. We're not at the municipal level yet. We're not in provinces. Yeah, I hear they are constituent, but the truth is nationally, the most senior level. That's it. Finish. You might call the CS and think that the mayor is equal to the president, is equal to the premier, false. This is the national level, this is the higher level, nothing beyond this level. For the Christians, it's then only about the countries. So, quality assurance, I'm disturbed. You keep documents just on the outside. You just see, it's very much unprofessional. I'm just requesting that there be quality assurance. There's name some of your chief directors to behave and quality assurance. Deal with service issues, your chief directors and directors must deal with all the languages, crossing the T's and dodging the I's, and that's it. And we will not if you allow me to say, will not tolerate patients that are not considered short, no matter the age in preparing them going forward. Thank you.
Some of the issues raised by members of the committee, which are supposed to be noted and considered, and some are where questions which we have to respond to. While you're responding, can you also take into consideration the issue of the narrative? Somewhere you've indicated that you were unable to achieve the target due to financial constraints. But when you were just explaining how you're going to deal with it, you said you were reaching the target during the fourth quarter. So the question is, where are you going to get the money then to make sure that you achieve the set target by the fourth quarter? The issue of the fiscal dumping. You know, if during the first quarter, the spending is at 18%, that is against the treasury regulation. Because we're supposed to be at 25% each and every quarter. First quarter 25, second quarter 25, third quarter be at 75, then the last quarter be at 100%. But if during the first quarter you spend around about 12%, then you start to ask yourself, what is happening here? Then the second quarter you spend 120%. It means that there's something wrong somewhere, which we need to correct. Because KFMA is here.
mentioned that you're speaking at the 85.8%, that's excluding the alcohol. And you're saying you think the wood is living in the community habit. And the issue again of physical dumping, I don't think so. There were a lot of projects that were online, but they had not come to conclusion, meaning that the payment part is left behind. And most of them, I think, we've got the portfolio of evidence that we submitted, because we had the same question whether we're going to have specific dumping here and ask you to grant to submit the portfolio of evidence with regard to the spending which we have received and are more confident that would be able to change. There was a question about the parameter on over and understanding in terms of the PSMA. I'm not sure if I understand well, but if we were to overspend, that would become an unauthorized change. And under the spending would mean that we need to pay this money to Treasury and the money in cash the budget, looking at the current financial crisis that we are facing in the country.
We want to make a difference. We want to
the homeless or this. So, yes, we are waiting for the ocean system and everything for us to be able to improve this economy. Honorable, I spoke about the alignment of budget with the homeless, which I think when I begin presenting, I think that might be a very difficult time, depending on how do we align our budget to our performance targets, the objectives that we have, because you've got a portion of your budget is really administrative, and if you look at prejudice, it's an in-house thing which we don't necessarily allocate budget to that. We use our staff there. Therefore, when it's zero achievement, you are not aligned to the priorities that you have allocated. So it becomes very difficult. Yes, at some point, here and the thing to correlate, because they will look at nice performance and performance and say they achieved. But if we were to really analyze the situation here, we would say if you look at restitution, they do quite well. And the finances must not explode like that, because then your spending is lower or even far above the value of the value of the land that we are acquiring. So it's a difficult one.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Just wanted to speak to whether we will meet our targets and spend our budget. At the current point in time, we have spent 1.5 billion of our budget, and we have already approved 462 million projects in the pipeline. And when I say pipeline, they've already been approved, and so it's really about finalizing the things. So we have submitted our portfolio of evidence to the CFO so that we actually tabulate per project, what are the projections and when those payments will be made. So in terms of the expenditure there, I'm comfortable that we should not have problems. We work very hard with the provinces and the Parliamentary Control Committee to ensure that all of that happens. Secondly, there was a question around the research and whether we're using external service providers to do that. If I can just take us back a little bit, we did indicate that in terms of the research that's currently outstanding on the old case, we have research reports that can be regarded as easy ones, with what those ones being regarded as middle of the road, and for the complex ones. So what we are doing is that all the independent research that needs to be done, our internal staff are continuing to do that, to do those reports. Secondly, we've got the middle of the road and the complex ones, and so that we do not delay, we are getting support from external service providers like the universities and research institutions, which we spoke about previously, so that we're able to fast track the process. We are making sure that there's transfer of skills as well, to ensure that our internal capacity gets trained as well, so that we improve on the quality of research reports that we provide. As already mentioned, we've got, we advertised, we have indicated N40, EWC, and EP that are already on board, and as soon as the SEM process has been finalized, they will begin to receive those middle of the road and complex research reports to do for us. So this is a collaborative effort where we're saying that while we're working on the ones that we can work on, we've got a university who also got the expertise in their faculty to help us to do the research. And then if I may speak to the issue of the mobile units, we have provided, for example, on the communication resources to GIS to roll up the communication. You will begin to see some movement on that. The money is already with them, and we've had meetings with them to roll out the broad communication strategy. Secondly, provinces each have received mobile communication vehicles. which is branded, and they are going around with that one, where they give out the citizen's manual, answering questions around how you lodge, who can lodge where, and also they are preparing, we've got a draft of that plan in terms of how the communication, not the communication, the mobile lodging vehicle. So there's communication vehicles which are on site, and which provinces are using to communicate about the open road. And then there are mobile lodgement offices. So the mobile lodgement offices, we've got four that by end of the first one is ready. We're just putting the IT system to ensure that it's up to standard. And we anticipate that we will ask the portfolio committee through the minister's office and possibly the president, according to the minister, to unveil so that you see what it is that we're talking about. But those ones are already before end of March. And then we've got an additional 2x4x4, which will be able to access this rural terrain, so they make in such a way that they were able to go in. So we've already started, we start out with the communication strategy that goes point to point, so that by the time the lodgement offices arrive, people know and have acquired the necessary records and information. We have a plan which is coordinated by the provinces with the municipalities, where already the hotspot has been identified. We have communicated with the staff already in terms of where we're going to keep the vehicles organized and all of that. So the plan is there, and we are ready to roll out. But remember, the mobile communications are already on the ground. I don't know if I've left anything else there.
I want to combine the official complaint about the district synergy, the honorable member, and the home leadership issue. The district synergy, we hope to have all of them in place by the 31st of March, 2015. As of yesterday, we had 60% of this in place, and we had updated the committee in terms of the issue, but we had got teams out there working and making sure that those. The whole issue of leave one voice, it's a line of our processes. We have a line that our internal process are just not sufficient enough, so that when in the common board that we deal with in a logistical flow, it's a logistical flow, logical flow way. And so the literature has asked that we actually look at that and improve the way that we track things at the department. The uncertainty within the rural development, I think that's what we noticed. We have uncertainty in the internal processes. The comments made about what is the challenge in acquiring our land, there are a number of challenges. So I think we had to, our ministry director saying that we'll acquire land in terms of law and that will be understood by the constitution of the country. So we have to go through all the loops that are in place so that we find out. We have to make sure that this is the property. So some of it can be fostered, I don't know. So some of it can be possibly raised, of course, by ourselves. The issue raised about budget allocation, where there were no profits, those are called, those are annual profits. So in the unit operational plans, they want that it has to be done every quarter to achieve the target that they've actually set themselves. But we'll be talking about that matter at the end of the financial year. I note also comments made that there's the QA on office and we certainly will improve on that I did provide comments from three. As I indicated, it was probably an over-ambitious thing to put my habit in place by the end of the second quarter. Not realizing that we have to distinguish, we have to finish advisory cards and checking cards, little checking cards, and once we, the legal people have advised us, we have to establish a primary card before you can establish it, before you have the national checking card, only to an existing one. And then you have to have discussions with a whole lot of stakeholders before you can change this card. So we gave it after 6 months. Unfortunately, it couldn't be completed. What we learned is that the discussions are continuing and the project plan is being forwarded. So the new project date is in 2016 after the last part was established. We would have to established. More than the second part of our next question today, we delayed so that you could exit some of the existing people that were on the program. It was a 4-year program. So as they exit, they completed their 4 years, they completed all the modules, so they need funding. And so that made funding available for us to be on board. And now the cohort of our 4,500 people, and they actually are being taken on board as a financial college, which has been handed over and which we've now done all the infrastructure and around it. They start there. Those people need to be that's the part. The new cohort of the United States and then come on board. The 500 of them will be spending some time in at the bunch of projects and then from there they go to the potentials for the other projects 3 months later. But that is how we've been able to get additional funding with the different budget requests. I think I've covered everything. I hope.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Well, Chairperson, I think we, as the police candidates of this segment, the minister and our judge, we are as concerned as you are concerned about the we work to have this match in January and with all our senior managers for almost 2 days. And we have put some systems in place. We have asked the position to monitor the functioning of the department, the line functioning as established by DPCs. The issue that we discovered, which was very problematic for us as we assess or evaluate the performance of the report, is the verification that was not coming. So what we have agreed upon in that meeting was that even if the line function said that can be done, but if the portfolio of evidence is not on the table, we are not going to put it there. That's why the report looks as it is good. We are sitting with all documents under our MLA, which says things have been done. But in terms of verification and portfolio evidence, it's not coming forth and clean as accurate as news of the case. So we said it cannot come in as doing that. So now, why are we doing that? It is because we have realized that the visibility of resistance in our administration, that our MNP is at the level of the health director and deputy director. So in most cases, in terms of the public, because I don't know what it is, but we find that DBGs are not very keen to disclose fully to that unit. So now, in our last meeting, we have said we are behind this unit because verification and monitoring is also part of our function. So now, any line function that they not responding positively to the MNE, in fact, is not responding to us. So I think that's the issue. We are striving for a clean audit. And as we're striving for a clean audit, we must pull all issues that are hidden that might be causing problems in terms of our experience. Recheck is going very slow, as you have witnessed it. We thought that to some of the plans that we are having, there's a possibility of not really doing the right thing. But we don't have a tangible information that says there's corrupt touches there and there and there. But what we did and what our ministers did is really request our leaders to really sit down and look at the process. Contact between the department and our mentors, the contracts that are making us to give them the money in terms of the business plans and all that. So we are not going, we are not doing the second time. If really we discover that the farmer, in terms of the business plan, has had to deviate in terms of the generation. So now, these are some of the things that really we said, we can't renew that money until the farmers come and account why requesting an 8-line planter now buying a 2-line planter. So these are some of the things that really a person could be. It is a planter, but now it is not in terms of what it is written in the business plan. We needed an 8-line planter, now it's 2-line planter, and one it is reduced, and so on. So these are some of the things that they say would hold the money. Of course, it's not good, because that's why we can't dump honorable members. We can't ask the money, because we really want to do the proper issues that are requested. And so we are inviting our contact between ourselves, even with our mentors and even our partners. Our leaders were sent to present the revised contract. So we'll inform the committee accordingly so that we know that whoever is taking money from us, this is the contract and this is the agreement. And the agreement must always favor government so that we make the point that we protect our communities from whatever took place practices or so we really say to the committee, we are putting our shots. But definitely tough energies, because it involves our community, we must protect our community in everything that we do. Thank you very much.
Members? Yeah, you want to read? Okay, over to you.
Are you cool?
Thank you.
I just want to briefly, I think the GM has just become as what I would have wanted to say. Probably you should not leave here without you knowing that we positively appreciate the criticism that has been generated, this performance. It's a performance no one can really be proud of. We have seriously noted the issue of the screws that will have to be tightened. In fact, as the GM has indicated at the beginning of the test quarter, we did pick up these issues. One of the things that we need to do is not only, because this is not really a matter that can be overcome only by the officials and the administration. I think it was Member Fintani who spoke about the need for the political leadership to put down on many of the issues. It's a very involved kind of type of work that is quite challenging. We might have hurried to do the things, but not the right things, and I think we'd all appreciate what we tell every minute of the day, you know. Now, that issue that the GM referred to, also, we really want to get into the nuts and bolts of that issue. You know what the soccer team does when it comes to what it cooks? It helps for the goal. So, we don't want to feel like that stage, but I really want to emphasize that the criticism is well accepted. These are things that we think that, because at the heart of it, if you look at the return, let me also confirm that we don't think that there's anything wrong with our positions. We think that our positions are fine. We just need to solve the issues at internal. But there are also challenges in our various communities. So some of the that's related in the setting of the restitution relates to our communities, differences that are there, and many other related issues. But the chair has indicated that most of the comments have been made from the CM, and thank you very much.
Follow-up questions or new questions? Honorable Matthias, Honorable Matela, then Honorable Ngoni will be the last.
Thanks, Madam Chair, once again, for an opportunity to make a contribution. When I on behalf of that, welcome the admission, a friendly admission that met us with the head up in the compilation of the reports. As a result, that will be presented for the region's fall. In areas where there's no full and full disclosure and accountability on performance of administrative policy wise as well as financial. In the past year where there is page 36 or 94. But there's no accountability on the number of green and property associations complied with the legislation that is in second court, there are no results, no reports, or nothing has been reported. Just as an example, and a whole range of other issues. Second thing, I think I read a question inside about land acquisition or acquisition, whatever, is applicable in this case. And that has not been answered. And I really don't expect an answer from the officials. Perhaps the question is that we don't need this one. What has been delayed in this paper? My concern again is about the role that government exercises in the administrative political responsibilities over the KwaZulu-Natal and the Mpumalanga matters. If we think that we are administering our political affairs over a country which is still balkanized, we still have to be told how many traditional leadership anywhere else in the country, whether in Bobo, in the Free State, in the Eastern Cape, have control and ownership and exercise feudal forms of ownership over land. With a land that is concentrated in private hands. We still have to get a full story about that. But this is the state because about how much is in allocated to the Mpumalanga is a million, so I think about 62 million. For what? Perhaps that question will be resolved not by this generation, by next generation. Well, the father, just 2 points that I have some early comments. The father of modern capitalism, Adam Smith, two behaviors there is any around. Excited about the confusion that we find ourselves in today, yeah. Part of capitalism, Adam Smith is delighted to ever is. Because by going through a major confusion, he himself has generated. And we are grappling with that confusion. We are trying to make sense of senseless stuff. We are trying to rationalize the irrational completely. On land ownership and how it should have been speedily been resolved and set as a matter of principle. And this also concerns the victim nation. But the executive and the state in the current state in its form. And these are teaching that comes from you. Right? We are merely reciting them here for you to take note of. But the state, and in its current form, is nothing else but the executive that manages the affairs, general affairs of the people. Because we see not reciting any way for what is instead of resolving historical disputes and privileges. Because they are mandating general affairs of the people. And this concept which is presented verifies our confusion. And perhaps that also as well will be resolved not by this generation, by the new generation. And this also reflects the capacity of the state and its administrative component to respond to policy proposals articulated over the last 20 years. And yet, these policy articulations have not gone down the state and its administrative component for interpretation and propagation. And that confusion we are sitting with, and perhaps we are not in a position to resolve this, but we can only hope that the next generation will resolve this.
Chair, I'm very glad that the EFF is back in this committee, because I was very interested in the way that you talked about but if we're going to have a logical debate, we must just quote Adam Smith correctly, because this is not the product of a free market economy, and this is actually a product of monopolistic capital. It's two different things. But I think there's a very important point that was made. And I think that the issue of state capacity, the issue of implementing policy, which and this is really what concerns me as well, but what we are seeing is, as I said earlier, expenditure and achieving of targets doesn't seem to be matching up. And I'm not left with a strong sense that there's urgent interventions to deal with this. I think things like the 50-day turnaround time, there's an understanding, what is the general support about the valuation of land there that has not been dealt with. So there's lots of, and I can spend the whole day listing the outstanding issues that have been raised. But I think one of the things that we need to do going forward is dealing with capacity, dealing with officials implementing policy, whether we agree or disagree on the policy, and I'm sure we're going to disagree on many of the issues of policy. One thing we must support is if a decision is taken by Parliament and handed over to the executive to implement, and you have officials not doing what they are supposed to be doing, then that actually undermines our entire system. I think that's why I do agree with the comments that were made. I think if we're going to go forward with things like a new institutional setting at a district level, that's why I'm asking about the land district committees. If we're going to be creating an institutional setting for real change to be taking place and for the ownership structure to change in South Africa, we can't have a situation a year from now where all land district committees have been launched but they're somehow not operating. That's not a marketing exercise, it's actually institutions that are being created to fundamentally change the success rate of land reform going forward. And I think we can all agree with that. You know, regardless of whether we disagree on the detail and die for one thing, that private property should be rapidly expanded. And as many people as possible should own property. Some others might feel more strongly about communal land arrangements. Others might think the state should own everything. But the point is, we need to, the things that we do agree on, that is the NDP. You know, we predominantly agree on that. That needs to be properly, certainly needs to be properly implemented. Thanks.
Thank you, Honourable
Member.
Honourable
Member,
good evening.
Thank you for the response to the website. I think
think the quality assurance issue on acknowledged by department. I'll just make a small example. They could then say, but what were you referring to? Then when one is started, how this registration trading in the account, it's just a small quick example. There could be many on the additional numbers and so on. Thanks for noting it in the code of good that you noted it. I did emphasize it. I remain very emphatic. It is national level. Above this, it could only be heaven. The expenditure today, thanks for allowing us to think that question, because it could be an indication whether the damage of the tech quarter can then be kind of via some turnaround plan. What it means, if I got my mathematical estimates right, is that in 2 weeks' time, in 60 days, and 2 weeks, you must roll 1.5 million. That's what it means, about. Unless if you do some of the tools like applying to treasury for rollovers and so on. But generally, if the expenditure is at 85%, I could apply a calculator and come and tell you the best figure. Eh? If you are at 85%, it does, by my rough estimate, just off the head, it could mean out of a 9.1 billion budget, it could mean out of a 1.5 billion market extension for the next 2 weeks. But I'm not discussing the fourth quarter, so I'm not worried. But it's not that the impact of the third quarter on the overall, yes. Then you might differ or you might agree, I don't know, but about 1.5. If so, fiscal dumping is one word. I've heard others call it much hike. It could mean that if you project your month, you'll see that your expenditure in March is going to go very high, much higher, perhaps much more acceptable term than this kind of dummy, which would be an offense, much higher, meaning March will be extraordinarily extended compared to any other month. And if that happens, we could accuse an innocent politician who calls the fiscal dumping, because it means one and the same. We will see when we discuss the annual report and when we discuss the... Chair, I have picked up, if I'm asked to please refer to the specific question, I would ask Hamlet to go back and refresh it. I have picked up CFO, Mr. Hawking, a 2% note. That in my head, I don't know where I got it, and I know it is correct. For defining under expenditure and over expenditure to be acceptable, that you should be between 98% and 1 or 2% before you could expect any clean or unqualified. Some of the FMA treasury regulations, some of them, because what did you call under expenditure? The one that's an offense. Oh, they are in offense, in fact. They are misconduct. Eh? Now I'm exacted. They are misconduct. So, from where? Half a percentage under expenditure is misconduct. 105.5% is misconduct? No. And the parameters I have, 2%, I am open to persuasion, and in future interactions, please refer and go to me and correct me. Because we must have some common understanding of what's expected, and therefore understand. The other comments, honorable, if you can share quickly, is referred to, I think it's page 7. It's a good summary here. The performance target, 24%. We needed to be asked, I do not have time. We needed to be asked in a manner that if you have to raise some funds, so you could immediately do. 24% is unacceptable. We simply condemn in the strongest possible terms. I expect that the political head has made concessions and undertakings, and therefore I fall short of the 24% is unacceptable. Never, never, ever march into that door again to present the 24%. Never do it. Never do it. Maybe the AFF or TA will be on your side that day.
Oh, they also distance themselves from that. Finishing up, I want to finish on the last one, the light book on it, please. But you are all at one on the main principle. The alignment, the simple one, I don't want to discuss it, the CFO. There can never be a 24% performance better than a 71% financial expenditure. Never, 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 never. You really have to show me. I've got some little bit of mathematical credit at university. You really have to show me how it could happen that you have 24% performance on target. Yet, the expenditure is at 71%. Clearly, there's not alignment there. Chair, I'll reserve my comments on the political question. It's interesting, really, even if it's there, Adam Smith and all and so on, and all the issues that have been raised, just for record that we, from where I come from, the ANC, also have a view on these, and that the land that belongs to Africa, you must remember the constitution, my constitutional stake. We don't have to preserve the constitution and the relations between the colonial, the national, and the class questions have got to be understood very, very correctly. Because you can't say Adam Smith, where colonial manifestations the colonial features are actually manifest, you know. But we'll let the ideological discussions for later. Thank you.
The committee is spoken, not to the ANC, not to the TA, not to the EFF, the committee. No, I'm just saying the committee is spoken.
I'm coming up.
No, I'll give you an opportunity. I'm not coming up because there were issues that were raised that you have to comment on before we close on this matter. The committee has spoken. They have please respond to few. There were a few questions. But I don't see all the comments and concerns from the committee. Over to you, Sophie, and the DM. Do you want to comment?
My eldest has been working for DD South before also responded to the issue around the initiative. That's all. I'm just concerned that the target, the annual target is 5,000. The output rate, even including the latest cohort, will amount to 2,700 something, which means it will fall short quite tremendously in terms of the target of 5,000, but it falls short between 2,000 and 300. So I'm a bit concerned about that. That cannot be an issue that you can't define to be enrolled in this program. And as I said, or as we said before, there could be partnerships with publicity that was indeed involved and with the National Skills Fund to source additional funding if funding is a problem.
I think I raised that one. The department has responded to because the issue was how are they going to get an additional fund to make sure that they meet the target that is set for themselves. I think the comment also is the most of partner and the other with department or SOE to make sure that we combat more social and capacity. Young people. They respond to some of the issues, although the issue on the land acquisition has been responded to, because it was raised and responded to, and also respond to the few issues that have been raised. I think that's true.
Yes, I'll find out the comments made about the not full disclosure of the consultation report, which I said. It's a matter of order, and if we report the OCU and our annual might be from PTSD, so outstanding, so it would really work. You know, are we pushing in all the things to solve it at the end of this financial year? The issue of the district land committee, we came in to you said you may have seen that in the meeting, you can see in the leadership of the community yesterday. We're given a very important update. One of the things that we have to take on board is the department of the district land committee to capacitate us to be able to do the work of function. There's the issue that has gone back to the top and become priority because we can put it all in place, but if we continue to support and be able to work with in terms of the constitution, they're not paying that in the constitutional force. And they clearly go on to the whole land that we should go to as well. Because that's where it stops.
I realize that we need to
for a political party to have a political education session so that you avoid the political tension that may be, but you focus on the issues presented to us. The next item, Mr. Watson.
Honourable Chair, thank you very much. I am going to be presenting on a request that was made by the Portfolio Committee around the actions that need to be taken by the Department and the Commission to address the issues that were raised by DPMG on the evaluation report that was placed before them on the restitution program. A report has been submitted, but I will just quickly then go through the presentation responding to the DPME evaluation program. As stated, DPME conducted an evaluation of the restitution program. It also did for the comprehensive rural development program as well as RECAP, and those reports were finalized in February 2014 and were tabled before cabinet in November 2014. They found that the reports were available and that there were various weaknesses that were then identified in the programs that needed to be dealt with. Then the cabinet then requested that the minister collaborate with the economic sector involvement in infrastructure development cabinet charter to ensure that there's strengthening integration of the evaluation report and that they integrated or then submitted to the new course. And the DPME in this evaluation made specific recommendations for restitution. And we adopted the recommendations, and we have agreed that we are going to use programs called Managing the Successful Programs and People-Centered Implementation and Methodology as systems that we are going to use in order for us to address the issues that were highlighted by the report. The recommendations then have been translated into improvement objectives and are informed by this report. There were 61 individual tasks that were identified, and those things will be listed in the table that comes up. And 18 of those have been completed, 20 are not due yet. 16 have already commenced, partially implemented, and we've got 7 that are outstanding. And the following page is just graphs showing the number of tasks and the progress. Page 6 is related to the various issues that we as the Commission have to deal with in trying to deal with the work of the Commission, including the mandate, the standard operating procedures that we have to work on, the financial, human resources and the like, as well as information management, monitoring, evaluation. And yet, at the same time, while we're doing that, we have to ensure that we manage the change, because a lot of changes in terms of us trying to align our work and strengthen our work. So we've got change management that we're trying to put in place while we're dealing with policy and procedures that we need to deal with. So if I were to go then step by step in terms of the issues that were identified and which was incorporated in our plans. The first one was for us to clarify the mandate of the Commission. And in terms of the activities, we then was to draft a document on the mandate of the Commission. This was done where we needed to just get clarity on where the mandate exactly were in the pages. And the legal advisors prepared the document, and as a result, we are very clear that in terms of the Restitution Act, the Commission is an autonomous commission which works with the department but is not part of the department. So decisions have already been undertaken to ensure that there's that separation which is clear. And the first process was for the minister to clearly articulate that we are reports directly to you as minister, but at the same time the DJ remains the account officer of the department, including the commission. And we also present our strategic separate strategic plan. We're preparing it and going to be submitted to Parliament and separate from that department. The second one was the service level agreement that we would need to implement so that we're able to work with relevant partners and stakeholders, including the Department of Department of Agriculture, Forest and Infrastructure, as well as Department of Health. We are in progress. We're interacting with the various departments, and also we are also part of the discussions around ITEP, and we will then sign the relevant sub-level agreements as when necessary, acknowledging that we require land, but the land has to be developed sustainably, and a lot of the land that we acquire needs Department of Agriculture to play a strong role in ensuring sustainability of whatever is happening. The next one is 1.3, where we talk about our internal business process remedy, and that we need to ensure that we develop and get approval for permits of reference for the permit of a business process analysis. We were hoping that we're going to get funding from the Belgians who are assisting us in some of the work that we're doing. But we have then, we didn't get the funding, but we are using our own internal processes to ensure that we have detailed some operating procedures that we do. And then again, this is us acknowledging that we need to firm up on the standard operating procedures for the commission in general. We also were supposed to develop settlement models. This has been drafted, especially for sugar mining and conservation. We're working with other departments, settlement models have already been drafted for the sugar and forestry sector, and we're continuing to engage with the other sectors to ensure that we create standard settlement models. We also had to develop a tool, a policy toolkit. What we are doing as an activity is to review the current commission policies and align this to our business processes. This is still in progress and is still only on the 31st of March. We also have, while we're developing the SOPs on consolidate, so that we make sure that it's got standards that is uniform across the board, especially because we know that in some of the provinces in the past we didn't have a common understanding. These have commenced, for example, with the lodgement of the new things, we've created electronic lodgement process that is creating a uniform standard across the provinces, and we intend to ensure that it's just a lodgement process, but really the process of the things going forward through any project management, which is electronic, how we settle things. We also had one support one, which is around the source. More funding. We are continuing with already indicated to communicate with Treasury, with the department and others to make sure that we source enough funding. We also were allowed some money to the prioritization of the budget during the judgment stage. For example, in 2014-15 we were allocated 306 million and there was an adjustment to 629 purpose operations. We also had to develop a strategic plan so that we affect the autonomy of the commission. I spoke earlier about the fact that the statute talks to an autonomous commission, and we have not had that clearly defined and implemented within the department. So we are continuing to ensure that the reporting lines and the core responsibilities of senior management are reviewed and changed. We've already done that in the national office, and we're continuing to make sure that that has been carried out. And also the going back again to the autonomy, we need to make sure that the delegation of powers for non-capital and operational aspects that are in place and including the operational and administrative aspects to take into account the PFAD. We already have a delegation of powers that has been approved for second 42D application, that is a settlement of things to myself as the commissioner. And we are in the process of engaging with our political labor lawyers with the DG in dealing with the administrative functions as well as with the CFO towards the autonomy that we speak to. We also have to look at the back to migration, as you are aware, we had the commission in place since 1998 in terms of the work that we're doing. We just need to make sure that we clean up our database and align, and so that the NF1 database is that's also in progress. We were also required to do a lodgement system, and that has been finalized in terms of receiving the new things. The acquisition of the mobile unit, I spoke to earlier, that we have acquired four mobile lodgement offices, and we are acquire an additional two mobile, for which are different, and they will be able to access rough, deep rural terrain by the state. And we have a plan already to roll out the mobile offices. We have to ensure that the standard performance management system, we've already done that for level 12 to 15, and we are refining the process for the rest of the level, as well as reviewing our assessment system, including the incentive issues. We already have an approved communication strategy, which already has been presented to the department. As I was mentioning earlier, we have already started work with GKS to ensure that that's rolled out, but also internally, we're already using the mobile communications in the province. In the planning, they're using collaboration with the municipalities. We've already commenced with the rebranding of the commission. As you can see, we are very clear about making sure that we are visible in terms of the logos and our corporate identity. And we internally are using new labels to ensure that we articulate where we're going as management, and we show the changes that we need to carry out towards our economy. We're talking about the change management process, and honor the chair, that's where my decision is.
Thank you very much. When looking at the presentation of the issues that we were supposed to attend to, although some is finalized, but most of them are still in progress, which is the responsibility of this committee to make sure that those are finalized. It's fortunate that they've got the due dates to make sure that we follow each and every activity where they should be finalized on a particular date. Can you comment to the report? I'm out of the stumble.
Chair, we welcome the report. But maybe it's huge. I think I asked the same question about cars. Now the response was contradicting to what I see here. Honestly, no. That response was misleading. What I'm getting now. But nonetheless, I remember there were 8 mobile units that we proposed. Now they've reduced them to 4, if I see this. Unless it's 4 mobile watchmen and 4, but here it says 2 mobile phones, which means maybe they should explain it to what the workers are. But we welcome this. But what is missing, maybe, which might be one of the points, the human capital, in a sense that sort of staff issues. Unless it's here. Is it here? Sorry. Not very emphasized, but if you keep it here, I'm looking at the human capital part. Must be a bullet on this one.
I didn't hear what you're doing with
said the department must just refer some of the progress with regard to the implementation of the recommendations that have been made by DPME. So if the human resource was not part of the recommendation, I think that is why it's not part of the response. But let me clarify it, because that was supposed to be mentioned when they were making their presentation. That was supposed to be part of the presentation that was made initially. But now the focus was just on the recommendation. How far have they gone with regards to the implementation of the recommendation that has been made by the DPME? That is why I said most of the things that they were, most of the recommendations are still in progress, although some have been finalized. Can you clarify the issue of the mobile? Because the response, when you responded to the issue initially, you said that there are two 4x4, there will be two 4x4 that will focus in rural areas, and also there will be four mobile lodgement offices. Then you talk of the communication. Can you clarify it? Come on my side. But that is what I noticed. Yes.
Thank you very much, Chair. In fact, I did say to my office that we probably need to name the vehicles, because when we talk about mobile, we create confusion. So we've got 9 communication vehicles, standalone, each province has got one. And they are identifying the hotspots, they are preparing the ground so that by the time the mobile office, so different mobile communication vehicles are printers, branded, going with information. And then in mobile offices, we've got 4 mobile offices, which are trucks, those are trucks, short of bus lanes. I've got some pictures like this, these are buses. But because of the terrain, currently buses can't turn in a specific type of area, so we've got additional 2 4x4 trucks that are able to do that. So that's the differentiation. But otherwise, we're both finding the responses are the same. 9 mobile communication printers, 4 offices, mobile offices, and an additional 2 that are going to be able to turn in both different areas. But the mobile, the 4 are also going to go there, but just to identify the 2 that have the 13 angles that the bus is only able to access, and so the 2 then will be able to access those. So that's the differentiation. On the issue of human resources, again, we spoke about the fact that we're talking about autonomy of the commission. And when we talk about the autonomy of the commission, and if you look at page 6, we actually identified all of the resources and the processes that are going to be required, including the review of the current organogram and for us to be able to identify what supports where is necessary. So it's an overall perspective and change, which is why we're saying that it's going to be very important for us to have a change management aspect of things, because when you look at the mandate of the commission, there are a lot of things that are going to be, have come out there, and therefore there are going to be changes from a resource perspective, from a policy perspective, and from a financial perspective, so that we're able to conclusively say that autonomy and change and met the limits are met. So all of those aspects have been taken into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any comments? Thank you very much for the report. We'll be looking forward to the implementation of some of the interventions that you've indicated that we have seen in progress. We appreciate the progress that has been made in implementing some of the recommendations of the DPME. But we continuously monitor the progress and the implementation of them, which I feel is in progress. Thank you very much. Members, the next items on our agenda, the minutes of the 4th and 5th, can you consider them? another one going to take it. The minutes of the 18th, page 1 of the minutes. Page 2 of the minutes.
Push.
credibility because honestly, I've got two blends.
I have. I tried my best. So, there's no response up to now. I don't know how far they said they must push to what extent.
You've seen some people on the bottom recently with white shirts. Maybe they should accompany you. Yeah. Just...
But I'm trying to make the measure with the deficit of committees. I don't know the delays in the offices because they really did not our activity. But I was always hoping that I'm making a follow up. That if it's out of late, it's because that we know very well whether it's going to be successful or not. Colleagues, thank you very much for being part of the meeting. Thank you for having us successful. The meeting is adjourned.